Okay, you are all set.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, for the recording. This is Ed Owens, the vending facility supervisor. I'm going to call a list of the committee members. Is Brandy here?
Yep.
Okay, we know Chad is here. Is Steve Hillier here? No. Shelley McDermott? Dave Pelagi?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we know Frank is here. Is Angel here? No. Amos?
Amos is here.
Okay, Amos is here. I heard a lot of other beeps, so I'll just run down the operators' names quickly. Jeremy Bailey?
Yes.
Rich Braccia?
I'm here.
Ken Clark? Charles Cody? Jasmine DeJesus? Keith DeLeo? Yolanda Doak? Adam Fairbanks? Carmela Ferreira?
Yes.
Tony Ford?
I'm here.
Keith Haley? Michael Heaney? Glenda Lee Hernandez? Barbara Miller? Lloyd Montague? Sylvia Ramirez? Ken Ramsey?
Here.
Helen Ceramic? And Gigi Yanez Hamburger.
Shelly Ann McDermott here.
Shelly joined us, okay. I know Nick Fienza said he was here. Is anybody else who I didn't call?
Keith Haley, non-committee member.
Keith Haley, okay. Anybody else?
Andrew Norton.
Andrew, okay.
Bless him.
All right. If that's the list, then, Frank, I guess we're good to get started. That's the attendance.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We'll call the meeting to order and start with, I guess, the top thing on the agenda, if you want to take it from there, Ed.
Yeah, the reason that the meeting was called is received information from Central Connecticut State University that they were interested in extending their existing food service contract that they have with Sodexo. That has to go through the Attorney General's office, and the Attorney General is requesting that they have a notice from us as to our intent to either run that operation or waive it. So, and we found out that deadline for that information is this Friday, and that's why we were originally talking about Thursday, but we upped the meeting to today to give us a couple extra days just in case. So this is the full service operation. Let me read what they had to say. Okay. I want to reach out to you because Central Connecticut State University is looking to extend their food service management contract with Sodexo. Before we can do that, the Attorney General's office requires us to obtain a waiver from BSB stating that they waive their rights of first refusal. Is this something you or someone at your agency could provide us? Then they said they assumed that on the basis of the size of the campus or student population, that this would be outside the realm of something we could handle. Our food service program is close to 24/7 operation and includes residential dining in two separate dining halls, retail sales in four separate locations, including full service Starbucks, subject to the corporate Starbucks standards, catering for both campus and third party events, concessions, and compliance with our pouring rights contract. So that was a mouthful. This is separate from the existing vending machine memorandum of understanding that we have with them. So we're only talking the food service operation. So back to you, Frank.
Okay. You mentioned that it is 24/7 operation, which is something that none of us have ever even tried to do. But at this point in time, where we have plenty of operators on this phone call that are at colleges right now, and it's just not the right time to even think about taking on something like this. So if there's any discussion otherwise,
I make a motion to pass on CCSU, but keep our vending rights, even though I know it's not part of this conversation, but just make that clear. We want to keep the vending deal, and we'll let them keep the desks go.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
Who was the second?
Dave Pelagi.
Dave, okay. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? That motion carries.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the extent of the agenda. It was for this one reason. I assume you would like to maybe amend the agenda to talk about other things?
Yeah, could I ask someone to amend the agenda to talk about the current situation that probably has this so well attended?
Since you guys just brought that up, the governor's right now in the middle of a press conference, and even though yesterday he stated school should resume in about a month, the cases have jumped 200 as of today, so it's now up to 615, and Fairfield County still has the majority of 60%, but of the new cases, New Haven County is now a concern to him.
Before we proceed, we have to get the motion and the second to amend the agenda.
Sorry about that.
I make a motion to amend the agenda to discuss the coronavirus and how it is affecting all of us and our businesses.
Okay.
I shall second.
I'll second.
Shelly, second. Okay.
I think
all in favor, say aye.
We need to talk up.
Aye.
Ed,
yes.
This is Andrew Norton. Ed, your minutes should reflect that the vote to open the agenda received 2/3 support.
Okay.
Because you should have, for a public meeting to break open the agenda, you should have 2/3 vote or more. And I didn't hear any no votes, so of course, that's 2/3, but you should note that.
Okay. Thank you.
As far as how this is
affecting the program, I think other than the micro market locations, and Tony, you can chime in with what you're doing, but Shelley and Frank may be the only two facilities in the program that are operational.
Mm-hmm. Which is a big problem for the rest of us. I think I've been out the longest of anybody, and I didn't get, like, this notice. Like, they told me an hour before they wanted me to leave. So I have a lot of stuff still inside and other things, and I've been told that the building's locked down, and I'm trying to right now figure out how to get in to get the rest of all my perishable items. But what are we supposed to what do we do with all this stuff that we're having to lose? Like, I know Rich is in the same position as I am. Like, we had a bunch of lettuce, we had a bunch of stuff that we had to, like, donate to food banks because we weren't going to be able to use it, and we had that much stuff. So what are we supposed to do with all the losses that we're having right now, and what can we hopefully look forward to then be doing to help us come back from this? Mm-hmm.
We're not going back. They've already said that we're not going back this, at least till fall.
The schools, yeah. The way it looks like the schools are going to be down.
No, they've already said. They've already committed to it, the colleges. They've already said they're online for the remainder.
Yeah, the colleges were already committed a while back.
Yep.
Now we're just down to the elementary and high school kids.
They were talking about letting the staff back in and having that kind of thing, which it seems now that they're not gonna, so that's what I was holding out for in a lot of things. But, like, so I went and removed immediate things. But now we're talking, like, okay, so I'm almost 3 weeks out, where I have, like, dressings sitting and all sorts of other stuff. Like I need, how can you help me, or how can I get... I'm going through the route that I know to try to be able to get into the building to do some of these things, but at the same time, again, the day this happened, I had just made a ton of food and literally gave out $350 cost, free food, because I literally just made all this food for my rush that I was expecting, that I was told, nope, you need to close down. So, like, you know, I'm out $1,000 right now, and that's not even counting what else is sitting in my fridge and everything else that hasn't been accounted yet. And I just started this facility on top of that. And it's looking like, and now we're not going back until September. Like, that's a long time, and we don't qualify for these small business loans, and we don't qualify for unemployment. Like, we're really in a tight spot here, and hoping you guys have some answers to us.
Did you check into any or found out you were not eligible for a small business loan? Because there are applications online for that going to the SBA.
From what I was reading, it kind of sounds as though these particular loans that I didn't look at, that I was looking at the loans that the government was giving out, doing, because those are 0% interest as opposed to the SBC ones, which are 3.5%. So looking at that, we don't qualify for the ones that the government is giving out, the payroll loans and stuff like that. The government.
Yeah, the payroll ones, yeah.
We don't qualify for that. We don't, and because in a sense, we have another entity, which is you guys, to back us up. So, as well as we cannot afford to have, in order to qualify for those, you have to pay your whole staff full wages. Like, how, and we don't know right now, so me and Rich and the two other schools, we're now set to be off until September. We can't pay everybody until September on a loan. How's that fair to us, in a sense? You know what I mean? Let's take out $50,000 so that we can, payroll loans from the government so that we could, at 0%, but so that we can keep paying employees that, most of our part-time employees.
Well,
like, and there's other things that we don't
thing follow. About the payroll, and that's for a certain time where you can pay the employees and you withhold what you pay the employees out of what you would have paid for federal unemployment taxes. But that's only for people who are providing benefits to their employees while they're not working. This is a tough situation, and I'm just going to put it on the table that is you guys aren't making money. The unfortunate thing about it is our funding comes solely from the vending machines, which aren't cranking out any product either. So I'm not 100% sure what we can do, you know, in that we can't get to the point where when it's time to come back, the program's not functional because we passed out all of our assets. And I don't know, maybe if we can weigh in what we can actually do per regulations and what can be approved. Now, as I said at the recent meeting of the committee, beginning of the month, we only carry over about $1 million in the account. And that $1 million is charged for a lot of things, including, you know, the continuation of the benefit package for the operators.
which in this situation, almost all of us are going to qualify for the incentive, or I don't know what the proper term is, but for the package that if you don't make $20,000, then we'll compensate you. What are you going to do when 20 of us apply for that? Or when 20 of us say, hey, we need money to help start back up because we lost all our inventory, and so now we need a couple thousand dollars each to get things rolling again. That's, I think, where I'm concerned. I don't know how other people are feeling, but I'm, again, because I just started, so I just started to look, like, I don't have a lot to go on.
I have a question. I'm kind of like on the outside. This is Shelley, being one of the micro market managers. So for the rest of the state, the entities besides the colleges, everybody is shut down right now?
As far as I know, you and Frank, and I don't know, Tony was going in today, but, you know, I wasn't sure if he was going to continue at our place.
I did see him this morning.
Mm-hmm. But we don't, just so you know, we don't have we have very, very few people in our building.
Including DSS, correct? Social Services?
DSS.
I'm not sure of their count. Don't
DSS
hear anything
has,
on that.
DSS has people in the building. I've been trying to get a count. It's a few people. There's a lot of cars out there. But I don't know that it's as much as half.
Right, right. Yes, all the buildings are like, they're like skeleton crews. And for what I've been told with any contact with some of the agencies, they're getting or assembling the manpower of having laptops and people working from home and all this kind of stuff. So this looks like it's going to be a long duration type of thing. Even in my building, it's slim pickings. I couldn't even pull back an order that I placed last week. I trimmed it back, but whatever I trimmed, I couldn't even retract that. So this is my last week of ordering like fresh sandwiches, so I guess I gotta just eat whatever this week was and just, you know, plow along after the fact. I mean, we're all feeling it. It's trickling in. I have one micro market, and I can tell you, I'm gonna trickle in and bare bones it. Yeah, it's going to be rough for everybody for a long while. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to have to.
This is Brian. I really do sympathize with everything that everyone is saying, and recognize that there are some links that I forwarded to. Some of them went to Frank. I think some of them may have gone to the whole committee prior to what I sent to Frank, with some information around people can call what types of finance assistance might be available for small business owners. Also, in one of the emails that I sent to Frank yesterday was some information on a bill that apparently Congress is in the process of taking up that National Council State Agencies sort of wanted everyone to be aware of it in case operators or the committee as a whole wanted to weigh in on making sure that members of Congress were aware of your situations as well. I think that we are all right now adapting as rapidly as we can to a process evolving around us daily, and I feel that while there's probably more guidance to be coming on all of the small businesses that are being impacted so substantially by this, I don't know that today we're necessarily going to have all the answers. So my advice is that if you haven't yet received that correspondence, and I don't know, Frank, if you've had a chance to review it and decide upon forwarding it, but I think that watch for any guidance that does come out and the links that might be embedded or phone numbers that might be included so that you can start at least having your voices heard so that they're aware that your small businesses are part of the cadre that are being so severely impacted by this.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question? What does happen to our insurance, though?
like, if you've got your time in but you're not old enough to retire yet, do we still have insurance?
You're Carmella, right?
Carmella, yes, yes.
I didn't check you on the list here. As far as insurance, that's a separate issue. It's not actually retirement. That's something that, you know, the agency is paying the bulk of, and you're paying the copay on it. You know, so that's going to stay in effect. Before we left, I did process the payments to the insurance companies for next month.
Okay.
So
I also have a question. I'm not sure what anyone's personal status is at home, but there's always, I don't know if you guys are currently or would currently collect Department of Social Services benefits, which is the Medicaid, or if not, there's the Medicare through Social Security also. I'm not sure what anyone's personal take in any of that stuff, but that's always out there also. For people like us. But there are income things that are out there, guidelines, but there's also, right now, social services and the Department of Labor are like level one trauma. They're going to be inundated with applications and inundated with long wait times, but, you know, people should utilize any kind of services that's out there to the public, because we still are public and we still are taxpayers.
Okay. Well, Access Health right now is doing an open enrollment for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
For anybody. And my
we have insurance. So if you're not a part of our regular insurance plan, you can also go through Access Health. There's tons of things out there.
We don't have an unlimited supply through the agency to keep paying for the insurance. My concern is one of these days, they're going to come and say, hey, guys, really sorry, but we don't have any more money to pay, you know, the $800 a month it is to cover you. Because there's no money coming in, because we don't know how long this is going to go on. So I'm looking at it this as, this might be an opportunity for some of us to say, let's take advantage of this while we can. Again, I'm out of work until at least the end of August. That's what's the reality of my situation right now. So it's another option out there that they're trying to extend it for anybody that doesn't have insurance. So.
Exactly. And another thing is, too, what's going on with the negotiations with Coke? Is that stuff on a standstill now, too, or is the RFP closed? What's going on with that?
The RFP is still out there and active. That is a DAS function, Department of Administrative Services function.
Services, okay.
It's a horrible time to be doing that right now.
Anything,
But
horrible.
You know. Until they decide to do, they might just let the returns come in. It's up to them really, as to how they're going to proceed. But you know, our current contract ends on June 30th, so they either have to extend that contract in some way, or award a new contract. But I don't know, we'll have to leave that up to DAS. That's out of our control.
Being as Coke and stuff, I don't know if you guys all use CityLine or got the email from CityLine saying that they're not taking any stuff back. So we can't even return the product that we have that might be still like viable and able to be returned, like sold, bought back by CityLine. We normally take that stuff back, and now they can't. So we are actually going to lose more product than we were before, because now we can't even return like the Caesar dressing that's sitting on the shelf that normally CityLine would take back. It's going to expire.
Well, that's the thing. It's all about, it's a business thing. They're going to lose money too. They've already essentially sold it. They're not going to try to take it back and eat that. So it's just like me with my fresh product. They know what's going on, but they essentially prepared it. I have to come and get it, or I'm still going to get billed for it. This is all business. It's just, it's affecting everybody. We're feeling it. Small business people outside of it. You got florists, nails. No one is going to escape this. There's just no way out of it. It's just, how do we stay afloat and keep our heads above water? We're not going to escape this flood.
But Brandy, you're hearing that Coke won't even take that product? I find that hard to believe.
I have not heard that yet, but CityLine said they're not taking that product, so it seems to me the smart thing for Coke and Pepsi and everybody else to do is say, no, we're not taking that product either.
Well, outdated product is really outdated product. They could be reasonable with that, because anything they have delivered right in the past month shouldn't be out of date now.
No, but they're not willing to take anything back because it's been in our facilities where, quote-unquote, Corona may have been. So that's why CityLine...
Yeah, everyone's going to use that as a catch-all. I mean...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is most likely that Coke and Pepsi, to save their own butts from having to eat the cost of all this clothing, are not going to take back this product. So
we're all gonna have to eat that, because I have I've got coolers. I've consolidated before all this stuff gone. But the less people come in there, the less product is gonna be sold. More stuff they're gonna have to take back. Like they said, it's kind of like a gentleman's, you know, handshake type of deal. That's what they were supposed to be doing. If they retract that now, that's going to really hit everybody. It's not just us that they do it to. Because I thought it was a part of our whole contract. I even called Ed on it a couple weeks ago, misunderstanding. He said no, and then I spoke to my salesman. He says no, it's something that they offer everybody. That's my Coke guy.
Okay.
So
I think
they're not
going to
take back from us. Trust, they're not taking back from anybody.
Yeah.
It's not just us, it's everybody.
If I can just jump in, it's Keith Haley. Once I do open back up, whenever that may be, I have no idea, none of us know, but I sell a lot of soda. So I'm willing to, you know, if anyone has inventory, write it down, get it to your field rep or get it to mine, and I'm willing to purchase whatever you paid for it so you don't have that loss, as long as I can resell it. And I'm not stuck with it, but I'm willing to help anyone out since I have one of the bigger facilities. To take that product off your hand, as long as it's something I can sell moving forward. So just keep that in mind as this thing unravels.
We could touch base because in my location, the only thing I sell, this is Shelley, the only thing that really flows on a normal basis is Diet Coke. If anybody has Diet Coke and they're wanting unloaded, I'll take it off your hand so I won't have to bother coking them. But that's the only thing that really moves for me. Everything else kind of trickles out. So we can all kind of get together and deal with these kinds of things on the side, but on a whole, no one's going
to
escape this stuff.
Okay, here's two things as far as product goes. If you know what you've lost at the facility, or could put together some type of list of what you lost, you know, for the purpose of having a dollar value to it, not that I can handle that, but maybe you can hold that for your 2020 Schedule C for some type of lost credit on the Schedule C. Number one, I would think number two, of the people on the line today, am I hearing is your biggest concern being able to reopen when the time comes and having sufficient stock?
My biggest issue, I have three biggest issues. One, I made arrangements for this Saturday with the police to let me into the building to get perishable items like chips and other things that I need to get out of. But I still have $3,000 worth of soda in there. I still have a complete freezer full of food in there. I still have refrigerators with stuff in there. Like, I just bought a 5-gallon jug of pickles. Like, I have all this food product. Where am I?
Well, freezer and pickles are pretty good. Those are pretty all right. Freezer stuff is good. You're perishable, and like Keith said, we're willing to work with the sodas.
But if I'm going to not open until September, August, pickles from now until September, I mean, I don't know how. What if they turn the power off to save a grain of electricity? That's something else.
Once they do things like that, that's out of your control. But right now, pickles are good.
No, right now, I'm not going to open until September. I can't hold a certain product until September. The Caesar dressing on my shelf isn't going to last that long. The blue cheese dressing that's unopened isn't going to last that long. The pickles, okay, fine, the pickles are going to last, but all this other stuff's not going to last that I need to figure out how to get rid of. What's my responsibility? What's the school's responsibility in helping me to do this? And then, again, what happens when I go to reopen in September
And, okay, cool, so I have a freezer full of stuff, but I have no fresh perishable goods. I still had to keep paying workman's comp and other bills, which aren't a lot, but I'm still going to have to be paying things. So, I mean, I don't really, I'm not going to have money to go ahead and start running an entree station, a grill station, and a salad bar, and a deli station that all require fresh products with, you know, $2,000 for a college. That's not going to work. As well as I'm going to have to restock all my soda because by the time September comes, my soda, whatever Keith and everybody else can't take, is going to be a game. So I'm going to have a whole new stock there. So how am I going to be able to do all that with basically just poking my head out of the water, like with $2,500? That's like what I have to go on for the next few months, $2,500.
I have a question, Ed. Like Brandy said, is the school, are the schools willing to sit down and talk about any of this stuff?
This is unprecedented.
Right, this is unprecedented. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
No have one we, could have right. ever looked in a crystal ball and seen this come.
And seen this.
I right. think the reality of it is, yes, there's losses. Yes, there's going to be more losses between now and then. As things expire and go out of code. That's why I asked, is the main concern the reopening of the facilities? If that, you know, if additional inventory is a possibility, maybe we could look towards that, you know, a number for a facility and try to plan on, you know, we understand that all your refrigerated product is going to be gone.
Right.
I think under our regulations, and Andrew and Brian can, you know, jump in, I think we could provide additional inventory.
But,
you know.
But if all 20 of us, my concern, Ed, is if 20 of us, because that's pretty much how many of us are out right now, 20, let's just assume, if all 20 of us come to you and say, hey, I need $5,000 to get back up and going, I mean, that's kind of a high number, but I'm averaging it between
yeah.
them all.
That's a high number because some of our locations really aren't as extensive as that.
Well,
you know.
Some of them are as extensive as that. I mean, what about the Houston and Rocky Neck? I mean, what about Rocky Neck, Hammond Acid, and Gillette Castle?
I think the beaches are out, too.
We don't know for sure what they're even going to be doing, if they're going to be doing this season. We haven't heard anything, but commercial asked if they could go down to the beaches and start working on the equipment, and I told them to hold off. Now, because if they don't want any groups bigger than 10, you can imagine a beach full down in Hammond Acid.
Yeah, the beaches, I think. It just hasn't been said yet. I think that may be a no-go.
Yeah, nobody's going to come out this soon and say that. They're going to say it more as the time the date comes when they get more information on how things are going. But we definitely, you know, I've been reading emails. They were asking states to say what they're doing. And most of what states are doing, and we don't have it, is they're stopping operators from having to pay set-aside, you know. So there's not a lot of things going on out there. Some of them,
even the rest stops, even the rest stops for the truck drivers coming in are asked just to pick up and go. They can't even stay inside and sit down and eat anymore.
There.
They can't stay there. It's just, it's everywhere. Every job is being affected by this stuff. Everything.
And it's clearly beyond anybody's control, so we just have to see where we land and pick up from there.
This is unprecedented, that's to say the least.
I would just ask that if there's any other information that comes out, that comes along, that you guys could share with us, and, you know, we can share with each other.
Other
as far as what other kind of assistance is coming, like Brian said, he doesn't think that the answer is out there right now, but in future days, you know, something will be coming. So if we all monitor it together and share whatever we have,
I think information is not, you know, is knowledge, so...
and then the government, you know, they're saying they're working on stimulus packages. And some of them are saying, you know, everything is filtering through. You don't know what's real and what is happens until it's actually filtered out. If they do give out the money for the small businesses, they're trying to figure out who can use it for the employees versus the business or a combination of the two. So there's just so much stuff going on. We have no idea. Every day it's a new, it's hour by hour, day by day, it's always new information.
Well, over the weekend, Frank and I did talk, and he sent me the link about the one they talked about connecting with your representatives to let them know about the Randolph Shepherd program and
what
the needs are. I was able to send it out to all operators on Sunday. So if you haven't seen it yet, it should be in your inbox for Sunday.
So if that was to come through with the Senate package, would that money, the Connecticut's portion of the money, be coming to the program or be coming to the operators? Or you couldn't even answer that question.
I don't know how it would work. If Randolph Shepherd got it would have to come through the Department of Education. Which oversees Randolph Shepherd on a national level. So I don't know if they would get it and like they disperse VR funds, they would disperse these the same way. I'm not sure. That would be my guess. So I don't think it would go to individual operators.
Yeah.
This is Brian, and I just want to chime in that I think at point, because the situation is evolving so much on a daily basis, we need to kind of be in a position of sharing information as we get it, but we don't, like you, have the answers today for a situation that's still evolving. And so I want to sort of be aware of the challenges that we are facing in order to even keep staff operational right in a remote way, deliver services ever ways we can deliver services. So we very much understand the challenges that you all are experiencing. Period. Is we learn information, we will share it with you. And that if there are opportunities for you to communicate your concerns to the extent that are listed in some of the email correspondences that have been forwarded, take those opportunities if you're so inclined, so that there's people that will understand that you also run small businesses and it's impacting on you. But I think if you, you know, check the news on any day, you will see that nationally and at every state level, there is clear acknowledgement about how businesses are being most severely impacted by this. And so stay tuned for more information as it comes out.
I have a question.
My buddy's got on in the background. If you wouldn't mind muting your phone, because the tape recorder is actually recording the news.
Yeah, mute is *6.
I have a question. This is Chad. Of course, we're all going to have to be filing our taxes here for sales tax at the end of the month for February. I know they said they've given us 90 days for the taxes, but how does that, how do we do that? Do we file for February and then just put the date of, you know, payment 90 days out, or how do we do that? Are we going to be penalized if we don't pay it?
Well, if you have the funds to pay February, you still have the 90 days to do it, but the funds are the funds based off the numbers. Whatever is owed is still owed based off the numbers.
I think you would, you know, I'm not 100%, so I would think you would file your report based on the numbers, and you would pay within 90 days, and the difference would be they won't automatically put penalties and interest on it.
Right.
Until you go beyond the 90 days or the 90-day limit is extended.
Mm-hmm. And whatever we were owed for March is whatever we owe for the month of March.
Yeah. Federal taxes aren't due until July
15th.
Now.
Yeah.
July 15th.
Does that mean will we have to contribute for our pension? We don't have to do till July now?
The Schedule C contribution, you mean?
Yes, what we have to put in towards our pension.
Well, actually, I don't know, the state statute says that everything is supposed to be transferred over by June 30th, but if the federal government is extending it to July 15th, that should extend to all taxpayers. The transmission, if anybody has it in, I'll send it over.
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't make it in, then it's going to have to be a separate transmission over. But understand, when you do your contribution this year, it is 3.5% on the whole thing and an extra 0.5% from July on. So you take half of the Schedule C for an additional 0.5%.
Right, yeah.
So.
This is Keith Haley. If I could just chime in real quick on what Brian was saying. If anyone has any questions, I would recommend either writing them down, emailing them. You'd start with your field rep or go to Ed. Don't expect the answers, but it's something they can start talking about at the agency. I started that last week with my field rep, things I thought about upcoming as far as whether I'm able to close or certain things that came up financially. I was posing the questions to him just to start the conversation back at the agency. I wasn't expecting answers. I'm not expecting answers for weeks, but if you have some concerns, I suggest writing them down or making the phone call and passing those along so that they can start thinking about this and having the conversation, because they're not going to have answers today, but they're, you know, in the near future, things, more information is going to come out, and it will help them help us in the future. Just
one question, speaking of field rep, or that came up, is there a new hire, or how is that going, and what's happening with that?
An offer was extended and accepted. Somebody is supposed to start April 17th, I believe, in that area, whatever that Friday is. That was going to be the replacement for the position that Nick held.
Okay.
What they do, if they bring the person in that date or not, I'm not sure. That's up to personnel now.
Okay.
And I just want to be clear, I know there's no answers today, and I've been bringing up these questions for like 2 weeks now to Nick and stuff like that, but I know he's been having a million thousand things on his plate, really trying to figure out what to do with everybody else and, you know, trying to figure out what to do with help me get rid of my food. Thank you, Chief, for buying what you did. I appreciate it. And I just, again, want to have these things in everybody else's mind and everybody else thinking and talking about it, because I've been looking into some of these things, and we're definitely we're falling in the cracks of a lot of these benefits that are coming out for everybody. So I just want to make sure that we can get together and do something to protect ourselves and help ourselves. So there's a lot of money now. It's not just four of us. Now it's like 24 of us. So
I agree.
Yeah, and soon we don't have a lot of forms. Stay informed, and that email Ed's talking about that you can send to your congressmen and women, it's easy. You fill out your name, email, your address, and you pretty much hit send. If you have family out of state, friends, family out of state, send it to them. That way they're hitting up their representatives too. But that's what I did. So I've got four states worth of people that emailed their congressmen and women. And it's an easy thing to do. And, it's, you know, we can all send it to our Connecticut people. They're all going to get the same email. But if you send it to different states, you know, they'll get to it too. Just a thought, that's all.
That's a good idea. I did the same thing. I hit six different states. So, yeah, it's a good idea. And then, of course, those people you hit, they know people, so...
So, obviously, we don't have a lot of answers to a lot of questions, so to kind of cap this off and maybe cap off a future meeting, could we schedule something like 3 weeks out as a follow-up to this and maybe have some answers and maybe set a half-hour time limit to it so it doesn't get out of control, because that's not what we want to accomplish, is to take up everybody's time, but we do want to try and follow up to this and have answers for people. Could we schedule something like that?
Well, right now, April 5th is the date that the governor had originally set for pretty much everything to stay on this, like, lockdown, stay-at-home kind of thing. So maybe that week would be a good week to revisit them, where we hopefully all have a little bit more information.
Yeah. Actually, the executive order that has this health thing in it says it started... yesterday and goes to April 22nd,
right?
Unless canceled extended by him before that date. So I don't think, if you're talking April 5th, I think this is still going to be in effect. But if you wanted, not that we're going to have answers, but if you want to have a specific question, we could do something like they do with an RFP. If people have questions, they send the questions in and they get compiled, and so we have a list of questions before a meeting
before
starts.
Before an actual meeting, okay.
Meeting. And if you wanted to do that, just send them to me and I'll compile a list of all the questions that I receive.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, sounds good.
So that we can see if we can combine them or get whatever type of answers we can. And I got to go back to, what do you think is the biggest help? Is the biggest help that in reopening? You know, because quite frankly, we're going to have to see how these things reopen.
Right, because the way he's shutting things down, it's systematic. He does. He opens up a few. He shut down certain things here. He shut down certain things there. So he may trickle things in along. We have no idea.
Well, I only know one thing. I spoke to the manager at the Danbury DMV, and I don't believe they're going to leave the DMV closed indefinitely like other facilities, though, because the DMV generates too much cash. Yeah,
well, I think it's a matter of keeping people healthy, not about, what the cash
money
is being generated, I mean?
The only thing that I do know about nationally with the DMV is everyone is supposed to have that star so they could travel domestically. They've pushed that back. It hasn't have a concrete date. I think the original date was sometime in October. They've now pushed that back, but no official date has been done. So they don't want everybody to bombard the DMVs once they, start to reopen. That's the only thing I'm aware of.
I don't think anything's opening anytime soon, guys. I think
soon, right.
April 22nd date's going to come, and they're going to push it back again.
Push it back some more, right.
A long time. And this is why we're also scared, because there's no money coming in, and we need to figure out where we're going to get it and how we're going to do it. So this is the beginning stage. They say this is the beginning stage for this, and this is the same thing for us. This is our first real big conversation that we've had on it. And the only thing we can do is just see what they're gonna come up with next. And every day is something else. So
every day is something new.
Yeah, and they keep saying, in a couple weeks, in a couple of weeks, they're going to say where we are, and we're going to look at it. Like you just said, there's 200 more people today. These numbers are now jumping. It was doubling every 3 to 4 days. Now it's 200 people a day. So by the end of the week, are we going to be, well, into the thousands? So they're not going to look to reopen anything and get this thing even out of control more than it is already. So we need to look to see what we can do for the here and now and how we can protect ourselves. Because I will not make it through until September with what I have. I have 4 kids and a wife, and I have a mortgage and car payments and food that I need to put on the table. So that's just me, one person. And I know everybody here all has the same story, you know what I mean, in the same situation.
Yeah.
So we need to work with each other. Trying to figure out what we can do.
Excuse me. Somebody still got TV going?
That is really loud.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a great plan, Ed and Frank, to compile our notes or questions, send it in, so when we do have another meeting. So is that date set at the 22nd, or is that week?
Should we schedule the meeting for like 3 weeks out and see and try and get people to email questions and...
But he said around the 22nd of April, things should have been back to normal.
Well, that's the date.
Well, hopefully
we'll
have
back.
Some answers before that.
That's just the date that the current executive order is for.
Order was, right.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to go before or after that?
Monday? It's 22nd of Monday. Should we do it maybe the Tuesday prior to that? Maybe we'll have a better idea of what their intents are.
April 22nd for Wednesday.
Whether or not date or not.
The 22nd or Wednesday.
Maybe we should do it the Thursday prior to that, because you know they're going to extend it, and we have a better idea at that point. They're not going to wait until the 22nd. Be like, oh yeah, by the way, stay at home for another.
Right, time. Right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That works for me.
You want the Thursday before the 22nd?
I would think we'd have more information by then. I don't want to do it the day before, because then, you know, the day before. And
it's the 16th.
So April 16th at 4 p.m.? That works.
1-6 or 1-5?
1-6.
1-6, okay.
Does that fit your schedule, Ed? Well, if you have a schedule.
That fits everybody's schedule, my God.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're free. Everyone's free. If you can't laugh at it, you might as well, Lordy, be.
All right, so does anybody else have something so I can ask for a motion to adjourn if there's nothing else?
I'd like to motion that we adjourn the meeting for today and to re-adjourn on the 16th of April.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Who's the second?
Dave Pelagi.
Dave. Okay, thank you.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, thank you all for all calling in and voicing your concerns, and hopefully we'll have some answers eventually.
Hope everyone stays healthy.
Hang in there.
Yes. Stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Like they say, stay safe, stay home. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.